Good morning. This is CFCW and Gardening with Sharon. And we say to you, Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jackie Ray?
We're doing very good. And we should thank Proven Winners who are sponsoring this segment. They are celebrating 30 years of serving gardeners with reliable, innovative, and outstanding plants. ProvenWinners.com. But hold on to those seeds you're saying.
Hold on to everything. It's still kind of cold. And with Mother's Day on its way this coming weekend, hanging baskets are a big item for moms for Mother's Day. Know three things when you choose a hanging basket. Number one, know your where and your why. Know where you want to put it. Know why you want to put it there. Number two, know how many hours of sunshine that area gets. Rather than, oh, it's facing south or it's facing east, because there might be a tree or another house or a building or a pillar that shades that area. So watch your area for the number of hours of sunshine, because different plants grow in different amounts of sunshine. And number three, know your wind pattern. Like over the last few years, it's become more and more windy. So know how much wind that area gets, because there are plants that tolerate wind better than others. And if you think it's too cold for a hanging basket, which it is, other than a pansy hanging basket, gift cards are a great idea because they can weather anything, and you can hold that until it's time to get a hanging basket.
That's probably a great piece of advice. You're right. There's a real coolness still to the air and to the ground, obviously. Where do we find you, Sharon?
You can find me at Gardening with Sharon on Instagram, Facebook, and that's the name of my website as well. And I wanted to tell you, I have a blog on my website about hanging baskets and where the best locations are with a downloadable chart.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you have a sunny area, like download that chart because there's ideas for what you can put in those spots.
Well, very handy. Well, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you very much.